If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
You're listening to the main theme from Octopath Traveler 2, released February 24th, 2023, composed by Yasunori Nishiki.
What's up, BG Maniacs? Welcome to another episode of BG Mania, a video game music podcast. I, of course, am your host, Brian, and it will be a solo show this week, but that's okay. It's all about the music this time, as it usually is when I'm by myself. Real quick, if you'd be so kind, head on over to Apple Podcasts or whichever app you've chosen to listen to us on. It drops a quick rating and a review. It really does help us out in terms of visibility so that this show continues to grow. And remember, we are on Patreon now as well. Patreon.com/RPG Era. Check out our tiers, see what we're doing, and if you feel inclined, toss us a couple bucks each month. If not, continuing to listen to the episodes as they upload each week works wonders as well. And of course, special shout out to current executive producers, Jexax and Zanku. So yeah, it is a regularly scheduled solo show this week. Bedroth was not able to join me. We still are, as I usually always say, we're still doing that every other week schedule. Though there are going to be some times where we go back to back, including, I actually think, including... next month?
Yeah.
Next month. Mm-hmm. Well, we actually have one coming up this month, too. But next month is full of Bedroth. Actually, three back-to-back weeks. But after this episode, he will be on the show 2 weeks in a row, which will be very nice. We are focusing on a recently released Square Enix game that released on the PC, Nintendo Switch, PS5, and PS4 back on February 24th. And that is Octopath Traveler 2, the sequel to 2018's Octopath Traveler. It was nice that Yasunori Nishiki, as everyone expected, right, when Octopath Traveler 2 was rumored to get announced soon, we had to assume everybody would be back. And thank God that Yasunori Nishiki was brought back for Octopath Traveler 2, because it is just, I don't think it would be the same without him there. And I think that can be said, because I will say right now, I have not played Octopath Traveler 2 at all. I actually have not even purchased it yet. So I don't know anything on the game outside of, yeah, it's a sequel to Octopath Traveler, which I loved, absolutely loved the original back in 2018. And I know that it follows a similar format, right? You're able to choose between one of eight characters, each with their own story, I guess, right, that you follow along the way, recruiting all the others as you go. I know it follows the same formula, but I don't know anything about the game because I haven't played it. But I was very excited to hear the soundtrack, because I absolutely loved what Yasunori Nishiki did with the original Octopath Traveler, again in 2018. So as soon as it released, I started looking for the soundtrack, and it started trickling in on YouTube, obviously, right? You start getting some pieces here and there, but it was never the full thing. I actually was talking to Bedroth a few weeks ago. I was like, man, I listened to what I could find, and it's relatively light. And then like roughly two days later, I found the full soundtrack on a website that I tend to use to find full soundtracks. And it was 6 discs, 131 tracks. This is absolutely stacked. So I took it upon myself to, over the last week and a half or so while working, I listened to the entirety of the Octopath Traveler 2 soundtrack. So I don't have any knowledge of where these tracks fit in outside of the titles of them, right? Like, I don't know what's going on in the story when certain songs are playing. I have no idea. Strictly listening to the soundtrack from start to finish and making notes as I went through of pieces of music that I really enjoyed and that I wanted to feature on the podcast, I just kind of listened for what I liked. Listened for the sounds that I liked, right? Listened for things that sounded cool. I got a couple vocal tracks a little bit later on that I think are really, really fun. And it's just a really great soundtrack that shows how good Yasunori Nishiki is at this point. It's just, man, it's so cool. It's so freaking cool. I will get around to playing Octopath Traveler 2 at some point in the future. I just don't know when. I'm finishing up Like a Dragon Ishin right now. I've got a few other things that I need to move into after that. I feel like I'm already getting behind, and I'm actually doing really well for 2023. Once I finish Ishin, that'll be my 13th game for the year, and that's really good so far for, you know, second week of March. I'm just, man, there's so many games that release that I want to play. It's too hard to keep up at this point, but that's okay. Anyway, that's enough rambling from me. I think it's time to get to why everybody is here to appreciate the music found within Octopath Traveler 2. We opened up with the main theme from the game. We are going to play, as usual, 14 tracks on the episode. Again, there's 131. This is a very, very small sample of what is available on the entire soundtrack. So if you like what you hear on the episode today, go seek out the full soundtrack, give it a listen. Better yet, buy the game and play through it, as I will be eventually as well. I can't wait to do that. But anyway, let's jump to the music. We are going to begin by taking a listen to a character theme. This is Partitio, I think is how you would say that. Partitio, maybe. One of the two. Let's go with Partitio. Partitio the Merchant from Octopath Traveler 2. Released February 24th, 2023. Composed by Yasunori Nishiki. We'll be right back. Coming up next, let's take a listen to Normal Battle 1 from Octopath Traveler 2, again composed by Yasunori Nishiki. Next, we're going to take a listen to a few zone pieces. We're going to begin by taking a listen to The Harborlands from Octopath Traveler 2, again composed by Yasunori Nishiki. Next up, let's take a listen to the Brightlands Night version from Octopath Traveler 2, composed by Yasunori Nishiki. Coming up next, we'll be taking a listen to Tempest on the Battlefield from Octopath Traveler 2. Again, this released February 24th, 2023, and it was composed by Yasunori Nishiki. Let's go ahead and move on to Critical Clash 2 from Octopath Traveler 2, composed by Yasunori Nishiki.
We'll be right back. This is Kyle, and one day you can be too. Every Friday, I host what is soon to be your favorite podcast, The Media Files. Me and one of my best friends talk about pop culture happening so that you don't look like an uncultured swine during those boring water cooler conversations. Laughs are shared, tears are cried, and sometimes we have really interesting special guests that you might be familiar with. Download The Media Files wherever you download podcasts, and remember, be kind, be honest, and we'll see you later.
Up next, we'll be taking a listen to Coup, Land of the Scarlet Sunset, from Octopath Traveler 2, composed by Yasunori Nishiki. Coming up next, let's take a listen to Battle on the Sea from Octopath Traveler 2, composed by Yasunori Nishiki.
We'll be right back.
And next up, we'll be listening to Fierce Confrontation from Octopath Traveler 2, composed by Yasunori Nishiki. right, to these next three tracks, I am very excited to get to. This is the vocal block that I put together for the episode. And funny enough, all three of these tracks come from near the end of the soundtrack. So I don't know, again, where these take place in the game, but I really hope you guys enjoy these three tracks. Let's go ahead and take a listen to Song of Hope from Octopath Traveler 2. Again, this released on February 24th, 2023, composed by Yasunori Nishiki. Next, we'll be taking a listen to Vide the Wicked from Octopath Traveler 2, composed by Yasunori Nishiki.
Yeah.
And last up, before we close things out, let's take a listen to Those Who Deny the Dawn from Octopath Traveler 2, composed by Yasunori Nishiki.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm not sure which vocalist to give credit for on those last three tracks, so I do apologize about that. But I hope you guys enjoyed this small, small sample of what is available on the Octopath Traveler 2 soundtrack. If you enjoyed it, like I said, go seek out the entire thing. Buy the game, play through it, enjoy it, and hopefully, we will get an Octopath Traveler 3 at some point in the future. Probably, what, 5 years from now? 2028 or so? Octopath Traveler 3 coming to the Super Nintendo Switch, the PlayStation 6, and the Xbox, whatever it'll be called, I don't know. Anyway, that is unfortunately going to bring us to the close of this Spotlight episode for this week. And with this posting on Saturday, March 11th, as I wanted it to, we should be back on track next week's episode because it is very timely for the day, should be posting on Wednesday. We do want to thank you for staying with us and listening to another episode of BG Mania, made possible, of course, by RPGera.com. If you like video game music, and more importantly, you like us and you want to help us grow this show, check the description box for ways you can do just that, including a link to join our Discord community. Click it, join it, and interact with us. Taking us out of the episode, we're going to be taking a listen to the ending theme from Octopath Traveler 2. Again, this released on February 24th, 2023, and everything you heard today on the episode was composed by Yasunori Nishiki. Keep the music playing, and keep it loud.